Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
LeBron going coast to coast. Oh, he got hogtied by Morris. Puts it up. Puts it in. And LeBron James has a chance for the three-point play. He simply willed his way to the basket.
And the Cavaliers are going to run out the clock. Cavaliers 87, Celtics 79 is your final. What a long, strange trip it's been. But for the fourth straight season, the Cleveland Cavaliers are headed to the NBA Finals. And for LeBron James, it's his eighth straight trip to the Finals.
Right around the trade deadline, no matter if we made a trade or not at that point in time, I kind of just switched my mindset on saying, let's get the most out of this season I can. And I'm determined to get the most. I'm trying to squeeze this orange so it's no more juice left. This is a heck of an accomplishment for our ball club. You know, without our all-star power forward as well for basically two games, this team was undefeated in the postseason at home. And for us to do this and for me to be able to lead these guys, it's a treat.
Shot wide! Rebound! Back in front! Smith scores! Bradley Smith! Knights take the lead! 3-2 Vegas!
Final seconds tick off. Game one in the books. The Knights beat the Capitals 6-4 and take a 1-9 Stanley Cup Final Series lead.
Durant gets the ball. Curry will come and set a screen.
Got to keep moving.
Yep. Five on the shot clock, and Durant in no hurry. Now with three, with two, comes left, pulls up, takes a contested three, and it's good for KD. That was cold-blooded right there. Durant throws it to Curry. Curry middle of the floor, looks to the floor, yells, shakes hands with Capella. They give him a hug. The clock runs out. Well, for the fourth straight year, if you're going to win the West, you've got to go all the way West. You've got to go to the Bay. Warriors are going back to the NBA Finals, 101-92. The defending champions forced to a game seven by a very good Rocket squad, but they win it 4-3 and go to the finals to meet the Cleveland Cavaliers for the fourth straight year.
Our talent took over. I mean, it's as simple as that. We've got three of the best shot makers in the league. They all got hot at different points of the second half, made great plays. We did a great job defensively too in the second half. You know, we stayed with it.
Yeah, and there you have it, man. That was the weekend in sports. Couple of game sevens, game one of the Stanley Cup, and we say good morning to everybody out there. Hope everyone had a nice Memorial Weekend plus one, hopefully, and had a chance to remember those who did and do service as well, and everything else, Zach, as we bring it in, and you just heard it. We're going to see it again. Never gets old. We were just talking. Hollywood and I goes, it's kind of getting old, right? Same group. I go, no, man. Celtics and Lakers never got old
no,
in the old days.
No.
Bird Magic. I mean, I'm going to be shocked if LeBron's able to beat Golden State.
Well, that's the intrigue, isn't it?
Yeah.
The intrigue is we all know at this point, without a game starting in this series, that the Warriors should win this series. And probably should win in about four or five games the way that Cleveland has played and the way that the Warriors have played and just the talent on both teams. But if LeBron could somehow pull another rabbit out of a hat here and win four games against this Warrior team, that discussion that we've been having for the last couple of years and really in the last 6 months a lot about Michael and LeBron will not only get heated, but they will be a straight gasoline fire underneath it to some people.
I'll say this. If LeBron beats Golden State, it's going to be because LeBron plays out of his mind.
Yes.
Will probably average 40-something a game.
At least.
And on top of that, it would be probably, as far back as I can remember, it'll be the greatest playoff run by a player when you're going to have to look at the minutes, the production, and everything else, and his team that he's playing with. If he can beat this Golden State team that just picked it up in the second half, they were down double digits at half last night. and they started making threes. I mean, they were literally getting rebounds, and within 2 seconds, they were throwing up some long, ridiculous threes. Steph Curry, Durant, Klay Thompson got in on it, and it was one of the most impressive shooting displays on the road that you're going to see. That was impressive.
Against also one of the worst shooting displays.
It was, that was the worst.
I mean, I think it was from the 6:13 mark in the second quarter to the 7:02 mark in the fourth quarter. The Rockets had 34 points combined, 15 of 48 shooting, 31%, except they were 0 of 27 from three-point land during that stretch. 0 of 27.
That's an NBA record.
Holy moly.
Honestly, if somebody would have told me that the Rockets, no matter who was playing, and Chris Paul didn't play, he was out again, and that obviously changed the game a lot. But it's hard at any level, high school, college, or pro, to miss 27 straight three-point shots. And I want to say this, besides fatigue, obviously, because we saw it in the Celtics, too. They couldn't make any threes as well. I just look at it. I think it's a combination of probably fatigue. You shorten your bench. But the other part of it, welcome to Game 7.
That's right.
Welcome to pressure of a Game 7. Terry Rozier probably was watching last night and feeling a little bit better that he wasn't alone.
No, it wasn't as bad.
I was
like,
watching
the Rockets had a worse
night
than he did.
Throwing up like, oh, my God, no wonder you're the backup, just in case you were wondering about Kyrie Irving and how much they need him. I think if they have Kyrie Irving healthy, they win that game, period. They win that game against LeBron James. But those guys – I'm just telling you, man, those game sevens and wondering how guys are going to play, and a lot of guys that were role players for Houston look like role players.
Yes, they did.
That's what they look like. And the big timers making the big bucks all showed up. James Harden's going to get – he's going to get a hall pass because he's going to be the MVP, but he's going to have to look in the mirror a little bit too. Now, I know he has to do a lot. He probably felt he had to do even more because he wasn't getting a lot of help. But that dude missed a lot of three-point shots in this series.
Yes.
That he was hot at times, but, boy, you look at his number. I think he missed a record amount of three-point shots in a series
as well. Yep.
So, you look at all that stuff last night, the pressure, and then, of course, Stanley Cup. Guess what? That old Las Vegas story, it just gets
still
better.
Going.
Now they need three wins.
It's unbelievable.
After coming back and getting a win, 3 goals in the third period last night.
Oh, who had a big goal for them?
Yeah, no! Riley Smith.
Riley Smith.
O'Reilly.
Panthers West.
Yeah, just keeps going. But a fun night for the Golden Knights. 3 wins away from a Stanley Cup. Just an amazing story. It really is. They scored 6 goals. They win that game 6-4 last night. So a lot of good stuff, man. A lot of good stuff to watch. It was a lot of fun watching those games, even though they are late night. Sometimes you got to cheat a little bit and watch some of it in the morning. But I will tell you, man, the LeBron James story, for every nice thing that's been said about him, and everybody, they should be. 48 minutes, 35 points, 15 rebounds. Zach, his numbers just for what he did in the finals of the Eastern Conference were ridiculous. He had in the playoffs, he's had 7 40-point games, oof, 2 buzzer beaters, which, I mean, that in itself, you know, you can go through a season, guys don't have 2 buzzer beaters. He got 2 in the playoffs. Just unbelievable what he's been able to do. And even though everybody's talked about, you know, you got some guys going, oh, you can't forget about his. Listen, that group of guys he's playing with, that's fair when people say it's about as bad a group as you're going to play with.
Absolutely.
Especially with Kevin Love.
Yeah, Kevin Love not playing.
Sitting there. I guess he had a concussion. The light was hurting his eyes. So told him to stay in the back out of the way of everything. But amazing stuff what LeBron's doing, man. I just want to say this because I'm a big Michael Jordan fan. I got no problem if people say, hey, I've seen enough. And I saw Isaiah Thomas come out and say he's clearly the best player. Matter of fact, if he's not, you got to go to one of the great centers. And he was talking about Bill Russell, and I think he said Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I don't know if he threw Wilt in there. But whoever, you know, one of those great centers of all time and what they did. And Michael and him being the thing. Of course, Isaiah and Michael, like Isaiah Thomas.
There's a little problem.
Yeah, there's a little problem there. So maybe we'll leave Isaiah out on that. But I got no problem, right? Are you? I know you're at that same point.
I'm right. You know what? What he's done just in this season, you know, just this season in general, you know, he's obviously been, what, this is his 15th season. He played all 82 regular season games. When they got to the playoffs, I didn't know what was going to happen with this. I didn't know what this team was going to look like with Kevin Love, without Kevin Love, whatever it was. They go to 7 with Indiana, and I thought there was a chance that Indiana could beat this team. Yeah. Then, oh, here comes big bad Toronto, number one seed in the East. They roll through Toronto like Toronto was a JV team. Then they get Boston, who doesn't lose at home. Game 7 at home. Everyone's talking about, oh, Game 7. Boston can't lose at home. He goes there and wins that. Yeah. And now he's got the big bad Warriors again. 4 years in a row that they're going to play this team in the finals. They beat them once. And they came down from that miraculous 3-1 deficit to win that series. But out of these 4 years, this is clearly the worst rest of the roster he's had. And somehow, some way, he's back. Yeah. 8 straight NBA finals. Yeah. Whether he's lost a whole bunch or not, it's still unbelievable to get to 8 straight of them. And he just keeps going.
They've been able to do is...
It's ridiculous.
It is great. I think he's just... It's fun to watch a guy that's really a good player improve his game. His shot's gotten better from the outside. I think that's the biggest improvement. But you can see, like, the guy works on his game. He's not just sitting back going, I'm the best player. I don't have to work on anything. I just see he's got so many more weapons offensively, different things he does. So the other stuff he's always been good at, passing and all that stuff, and trying to almost get his teammates in the flow
too
of the
involved.
Game.
Yes.
Too
involved, yeah.
Too much.
You're right,
and when
you're
going, just shoot it. Well, he's doing that now, and he's knocking down a high percentage of his shots. He's hitting threes. Very, very impressive, man, what LeBron's. And I was rooting against him. It's funny. Ira asked me yesterday, he goes, were you rooting for Boston? I go, hard.
Yeah, me too. Same thing to me.
He goes,
I wanted to see
Boston.
Who
are you rooting for?
Man.
I go,
yeah.
Boston.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's not – look at what he's doing. And they switched that whole roster and a group of guys. And some of them are just – haven't been able – they're a deer in headlights out there. Just chew up 6 minutes. We'll get you out of the game, man. But
grab 2 rebounds, maybe 1 foul. We just need your minutes to sit
somebody
else down.
Somebody can rest.
Yeah.
So anyway, but if LeBron beats the big bad Golden State Warriors,
I just think
with
that,
Durant
yeah.
and Green and Curry and Thompson, who, by the way, were just lighting it up, man. I think they hit like 15 threes or 16 threes between them. Just unbelievable shooting. And some of them were like fun to watch. I mean, they were.
Of course.
Those were downtown threes. They're going in on layups, and the next thing you know, instead of looking for a layup, they throw a pass to set somebody up for a 3-point shot, and it's.
They did hit 15 threes between the three of them.
God, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Just a lot of crazy stuff. Hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning, including one player coming out saying, if you play for the New England Patriots, you don't have any fun at all. I couldn't wait to get out of there. We'll have that crazy story, plus a lot more stuff. By the way, UM got some good news. They did get a really good player back as well. So we got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning when we come back here on a Tuesday. I hope everybody had a great weekend plus one. I call it the great weekend plus one.
It was nice.
Yeah, it was
plus
nice.
Plus one, yeah.
Did you do a little sleeping?
I did.
Me too. Radio.com. Hey, welcome back, and good morning to everybody out there. Well, every so often, we get stories, and we have disgruntled players. We know about that, hell. We end up covering all that stuff all the time. And so I got a kick out of it, and I was like, okay, I played for a tough guy, so... We got OTAs, first of all, starting back up today for the Miami Dolphins and a lot of teams around the National Football League. A couple more days this week to continue putting in offense and get the rookies caught up with the veterans and getting everybody used to playing and kind of the way you want to do things and all that stuff. Cassius Marsh, defensive end, who was traded to the Patriots last year, but he was waived in November and is now with the 49ers, came out. And said after playing with the Patriots, he just hated it. There was nothing good. There is absolutely no fun at all playing with the Patriots. Like, no part of it. Like, everybody's a robot, and there is no fun. Like, when you get there, there's no fun. There's rules and regulations. There's no fun. It's all business. It's about winning games. So, and so everybody got kind of reaction to different stuff. Oh, yeah, that's why Brady and Gronk are, you know, everybody got a different take on it. And I'm sitting here as a guy who played for Don Shula going, yeah. Yeah. The only
Didn't
fun
you
we
go
had.
Through the same thing?
Yeah, but, I mean, we went out and we did stuff as a group, and we're a really, really, really close team. Hell, my pro team is a hell of a lot closer than my college team or high school team. And I grew up in a small town where everybody knew everybody. Yeah, it was a close group, so we did it. But, yeah, when you're around there were strict rules on bulletin board material. There was, like, how you acted when you scored.
So he's very disciplined.
Yeah.
Which I'm assuming that's what a Patriots kind of meeting and philosophy is like as well.
Tight ship.
Yeah.
He's not there to goof around.
No. Nope.
Calls everybody out. There's never a time where you want to get loose and loosen things up. That's not the Belichick way. He's there. And by the way, it's Belichick's job. And he's not worried about being – I read something about Belichick yesterday. And, you know, they've just dominated for the last 17 years. He will never get close to his players and loosen up. He'll always have – a fence between he and his players because he knows at some point it turns into business. He's got to get rid of them.
Yeah, of course.
So, and that's the hardest part of this whole thing. And I think for Adam Gase, who a lot of guys like, but I think they're finding out it's also business.
He's got to take care of his job as well as your job. You know, it's a job.
There's been some guys being really good players, really good leaders. I was thinking of Mike Pouncey. Like, Pouncey really hurt. Like, he thought he was a center, stayed healthy, thought he was going to be the center for the Miami Dolphins, and they go, now we're getting somebody that's healthier, that makes less money, and so we're going to go ahead and make this move. And, you know, like, wow, it kind of fell in our – we weren't even planning on this, and we got a call from the 49er. We were ready to go with Mike, but then, you know, and so – and he's always been one of the leaders. They go to him, have fun, and everything. And then you find out it's a business. So then you are salty with Belichick. You know where you stand. You know what it's all about, right? You're getting older. You're making a lot of money. You're at the end. How much do you want in that new contract? Oh, we're going to trade you.
Yeah.
We're going to cut you. We're going to release you. You know, he runs the tightest ship, I'm guessing.
In the NFL.
It's not even close, I don't think it's close either, but he's been able to win. So Cassius Marsh comes out and says all this stuff, and I was like, 13-3 last year, Super Bowl appearance again. I don't know, man. It would be fun to play. Now, I don't know how tight it is on game day, but I'm guessing, like Shula, you're accountable for every play. And if you dropped a pass, it wasn't going to be, oh, don't worry about it. You'll get the next one. He didn't do that positive reinforcement stuff.
How much fun do you think players have when their team's going 3-13 instead of 13-3?
Well, that's the other thing.
Like, don't you want to win? Wouldn't you give away a little bit of fun to go 10-6, 11-5, 13-3 every year?
I'd love to ask the Cleveland
Yeah, how much fun have they
Browns.
Had the last couple of years?
I would like to ask some of those teams.
Yeah.
Like, how much fun was it? Even though it might have been loose, you guys goofed around a little bit and had some fun. Had some great parties to go to.
You won one of the last 32 games.
Yeah.
Out of the last 32.
It can't be fun.
I mean, how much fun could you be having during – I'm sure. Listen, look at Gronk. Gronk has more fun than anyone I've ever seen. And guess what? He plays on the most disciplined team in the NFL. They win every year. But if Gronk was going 5-11 or 3-13 every year, don't you think we'd be seeing a different Gronk?
I think Gronk has been the exception to the rule on those teams because he's so damn good.
Yeah.
And he's so productive, and he's so popular, and he's such a tough, like, he is a throwback NFL player. I just think Belichick has had to been for him more than – listen, we're going to find out because he's got his two best players. Said, we'll see you at minicamp.
Skipping OTAs.
But we won't see you at OTAs.
Yeah, yeah.
Matter of fact, I got to watch my horse. The other guy's over in Monaco throwing passes off yachts.
That's right. Talk about having fun.
Talk about Tom Brady. Like, hey, don't worry. I've got my trainer that everybody hates with me.
Mm.
Right? This Guerrero guy's with him. He took him over. Gotta make him feel. It's like being a New England Patriot going, he's what? He took that guy over there for the race?
Yeah.
And they're sitting on yachts, and he's on a yacht throwing to the guy that won the race on another yacht. They're like throwing passes to each other on from yacht to yacht. So he said he got his workout in. Don't worry, I'm working out.
Life looks like it stinks for Tom Brady.
So, but what are you going to do? What are you going to do if you're Belichick? This got to be test, right? It's got to test him a little bit.
Yeah, it does, but. These are his, like you said, these are his two best players.
But I don't want
Gronk and Brady. You're gonna really discipline one of these guys for not showing up to OTAs because you know 16 weeks out of the year when the season starts, they're your two best guys.
Right.
They're your two hardest workers.
Well, listen, it is weird to hear a quarterback saying, I need extra time.
Of course.
That's
Brady.
What's weird. It's just quarterbacks don't miss OTAs usually, they understand. And so Brady's doing this. But anyway, this Cassius Marsh thing, who ended up, by the way, he got waived in November by the team. And he said, basically, I asked him. I did everything but ask him. Like, I was just miserable. I was ready to quit football. I was so miserable playing in this system, coming from Seattle where things are loose and they win. But nobody wins like that thing in New England. I just thought it was a really weird story to hear a guy bitching so much about on a team that went 13-3. And he didn't get to go because they let him go, but a Super Bowl appearance again. I think that would make things a little bit easier.
Be a lot easier.
But it is business, man. And if you're looking to make money, you don't go play for Belichick either.
Nope.
Except for one defensive back.
That's right. That's right. Gilmore was the only one who's gotten paid.
That is the only guy that went, wow, I'm getting paid, and I get to go play on a really good team. But outside of that, everybody's on the bargain.
That's right.
On the bargain.
And the minute you want more money, you're out.
Soon as he finds out, he's done it with one of the best pass rushers in the National Football League. He did it with a really good linebacker. I was a little surprised. And then they were saying, nah, he's replaceable. If that's the kind of money he wants, you can go get it in Cleveland. You ain't getting it here. And so that's what happened. So it's been crazy, crazy stuff going on. This LeBron James stuff, this debate is one you're going to hear all day, Zach. And
all day for the next 2 weeks.
Well, you're gonna hear this, though, about the whole LeBron James thing, the way he just dominated the Eastern Conference. Was it that he was that dominant, or is the East that bad?
Okay.
Toronto ended up being the biggest joke of the whole thing. You just look at Indiana, even though they made it a really good series, just really limited offensively. And they went 7. Boston's a nice story, but they're two best players. And by the way, outside of Tatum, they are their two best players.
Yes.
So how are people going to look at this? And I heard it last night, and it was like, yeah, let's not get carried away about LeBron James and the numbers he put up against the three teams, the Pacers, Raptors, and Celtics. This is one of the weakest Eastern Conference playoff teams, group of teams, trio of teams that they've ever played to get to the finals.
Okay, and I don't like to be LeBron's defense attorney a lot, but this is LeBron's worst team he's had in the last 8 years.
That's true.
Okay, and his second best player was kind of all over the place in these last three series, playing a game, not having a good game, having a good game, out for a game, concussed for the biggest game of the season. So I got to give a little bit of credit to LeBron here. I know it's watered down. Toronto was a shady number one seed. Indiana was just, they played over their heads in that first series. But guess what? Indiana's kind of role players, Toronto's role players, Boston's role players, all better than Cleveland's. Cleveland had the best player on the court in all those series when LeBron got out there. But past that, 2 through 12 on basically you would pick and choose the guys from the other teams on how good they were compared to what he had.
A lot of guys.
That's it. You think about it. In that Indiana series, Oladipo and some of those players were really good. In Toronto, yeah, their two best players really bleeped their pants, and their even 3 through 5 bleeped their pants. In Boston, we saw the emergence of a whole bunch of young guys become basically superstars or close to it. And then LeBron was just had other guys. One night Korver had 13. Yeah. One night JR actually shot good. Kevin Love played in this game. There was no consistency yet. The only consistent thing is LeBron played in every game, and they're back in the finals.
He played big minutes, too. He played the big minutes.
Huge
big
minutes.
Points. Averaged almost triple-double every night and hit a lot of big shots, boy.
Do you know how many minutes he played in this last
straight,
game?
48. 48 minutes, yeah. Crazy. No, man, he gets it. He knows the team only goes as far. It's got to be the most durable. I will say this. This guy to play what he's playing at 33 years old.
It's ridiculous.
To be this durable and to watch him, and everybody says he's going to be tired, and just physically and outrun and jump people and play the way he does. Now, he took a few times he didn't fight through picks, and they were getting on him, the announcers, like, he's being lazy, he can't do that. I'm like, he's getting ready to play the whole game.
48
he's going to rest Joe. Himself and Come go, on. Hey, Tatum, if you're going to make that jumper off the screen, it's yours.
Yep.
I ain't going to fight through that. It's going to be my one chance to rest.
And but, if you miss it,
but if you miss it, I'm going to get that damn rebound.
And I'm going to run down the court and probably hit a jumper. And that's it. That's just how the game went.
Crazy.
35, 15, and 9, Joe, in 48 minutes.
Nuts, man. Just crazy numbers. And here we go again. I think it's great for the NBA, by the way. That would be the other thing, watching the Cavs and Golden State play for a four straight year. So we came in early this morning. We were all talking. I said, listen, man, nobody got tired of watching Boston. I'm going back now. When the Celtics were coming out of the East and the Lakers were coming out of the West and the Magic Bird and then the supporting cast stars on both those teams. Those teams are friggin' loaded.
That's right.
Both of them. And you couldn't wait. Even in a regular season, you couldn't wait for those guys to go at it. And so now – again, LeBron doesn't have a whole lot of support the way those two teams did, but looking forward to watching it, man. We got to go to break here. A lot of stuff to get to. We'll get your thoughts as well on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line, 560-22. That's 56022. You want to send us a text this morning. A lot more stuff to get to here this morning, including that great Las Vegas story continued last night. Three more wins, and we're going to have a damn expansion team win the Stanley Cup.
How about the parade on the Strip? That's what I'm most I cannot wait,
man,
if that happens.
That,
to see
those pregame shows, my God.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I know.
You buy just to go to those, man, the amount of money they're putting on before that.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Curry for three.
Puts it in.
Rebound Curry. And the dream season is now complete. The Golden State Warriors are the 2015 NBA champions. Their first title in 40 years.
Irving drives, hop step inside, floats it up, misses. Rebound taken by Iguodala. Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James with the rejection.
Irving and Curry, one-on-one. Irving puts it up.
It's good! Kyrie Irving from downtown! And the Cavaliers by three.
Iguodala to inbound. Shumpert trying to stay with Curry. Catches, one dribble, steps back, puts up a three. Won't go. Rebound tip taken by Spates. Final seconds. It's over! It's over! Cleveland is a city of champions once again. The Cavaliers are NBA champions.
Against all odds. Against all odds, I don't know why we want to take the hardest road. I don't know why the man above gives me the hardest road, but it's nothing the man above don't put you in situations that you can't handle. And I just kept that same positive attitude, like, instead of saying, why me, they're saying, this is what he want me to do. And Cleveland, this is for you.
Oh! Curry guarded by Love. Finds a seam and banks it home. Curry, three, bang! There it is, redemption for Golden State. One of the great playoff runs of all time is complete. The Warriors are NBA champions again.
Well, let's do it again, man. We've been having so much fun. Cavs and Golden State going to meet for a fourth straight year.
Wow.
After both being down, by the way. last time I think we were together, all down 3-2. And all of a sudden we come in here after an extra day off there, and we got ourselves ready to go. Cavs, Golden State again, plenty of star power. Big numbers. Congratulations to ABC because they're getting big numbers.
Oh, they're going to get nice numbers now starting Thursday night.
I got to tell you, that WPLG down here, those lucky bastards, they just keep hitting it, man. They just...
Well, they've been riding LeBron's coattails for 8 years now. They're smart. They're all over it.
It's a nice little run that will continue to get big numbers with LeBron and all the star power from Golden State in this thing playing again, and especially LeBron being a big, big underdog in this one.
By the way, they're opening game one. They're a 12-point dog.
Yeah.
Just to start the series, 12-point dog
at
Golden
State. I'm just not surprised. I mean, at times we've seen Golden State, I mean, they can win by 20. They can turn 20 into 30, 30 into 40.
Very quickly.
And all of a sudden LeBron's playing about three quarters and sitting for the fourth one going, we'll get him in the next game. So, yeah, we're going to see that again. And by the way, that other great story going on, the Stanley Cup. Game one last night, the Golden Knights from Las Vegas.
It's unbelievable.
My God,
it's just funny when you say it.
It is.
The hockey team in Vegas is 3 games away from the Stanley
Cup. Beat Washington last night, man. Do it again. And 3 wins away from a Stanley Cup.
That is unbelievable.
They have a Stanley Cup, including the one down here.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys have a chance, 3 wins away from to go 1-for-1.
Yeah.
It's just, like, it just doesn't make sense. And I know we've had hockey guys go, well, when they were doing, they had a whole completely new system. When
Clay shoots. Clay is a bad night shooting. Okay, Steph's alive. It is really hard to defend a team where there are three guys.
Let's get this going. We can wipe this out in about 2 minutes here. Off long rebounds from the Rockets, go down and shoot their own threes and make them. And once they got everybody going, it was impressive to watch. It was. And so anyway, we got all that stuff going on from the weekend NBA Finals. Get to see LeBron James against Golden State's Big 3 or Big 4.
You excited for the series again? Round 4 of this NBA Finals series? Because you know we're going to get, and you know it's going to end up happening, especially before Thursday night. I don't want to see this again. It's bad for the NBA. It's bad for the NBA to have this again.
It's ridiculous.
I think it's ridiculous because I think this is great to see LeBron and the Warriors again.
People like star power.
Yeah, you got it.
And so what's different than when we used to see in the old days the same teams always play each other?
Lakers, Celtics.
There was just now the runs weren't as long, but we saw different teams go there and play each other 2 or 3 years in a row. And listen, Michael Jordan was never bad for business. LeBron James is never going to be bad for business because you don't know what you're going to see. And when you start talking about a guy being the greatest in a sport, probably one of the most recognizable athletes in the world now. It's just, he's going to be good for business. They're going to get big numbers, and he's going to be the greatest player in this series, at least I think he is going to play against the best team, clearly the best team, with the Golden State Warriors and what they were able to do here. So, yeah, it's going to be fun, man. It's going to have a little bit of everything and coming out. By the way, how do you think Dan Gilbert felt when he went to shake LeBron's hand? You ever seen an owner blown off that badly?
I basically gave him his cup and said, hold this.
He treated a guy he never met better.
Yeah.
Like when he went by and he just high-fived a fan. He got more out of him than Dan Gilbert. Dan Gilbert might as well park cars.
Yes.
No. You know what? The guy parking cars with those guys gets treated better.
Oh, the valet guy gets definitely treated better than him.
Then the way he blew off Dan Gilbert, the owner of the Cavs.
The guy that's parking LeBron's car underneath that arena definitely gets a high five and probably much better.
That's your South Florida Chevy dealers. Hey, folks, listen up, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.